What does Brian David Mitchell and Chad Daybell have in common? Well, one of these guys thinks he's a prophet, and so does the other one. Brian David Mitchell and his wife, Wanda Barzee, kidnapped Elizabeth Smart. Chad Daybell allegedly murdered his wife, Tammy, and his new wife's kids, JJ and Tylee. So their crimes aren't all that similar, but their beliefs are. Both men were devout Mormons. They were both prolific writers. And they both have had or will be serving time for the crimes that they have committed.
We have a really interesting show today. This is a comparison show between two criminals. We are comparing Chad Daybell with kidnapper Elizabeth Smart's kidnapper. You guys may be familiar with him. His name is Brian David Mitchell. So first, we're going to lay out their crimes a little bit because hopefully you already know both of these criminals. You probably do. And we won't spend a lot of time on this, but we want to just lay out the bones of their crimes so that you guys understand a little bit more about them. And then we'll start talking about all of their similarities. Now, bear in mind, they definitely have differences. They're not cookie cutters of each other, but wow. So
no, they're not. But boy, they have a lot of, there are so many similarities. It's frightening.
It is frightening. So Christy, just very briefly lay out Chad Daybell's crimes.
You bet. So Chad Daybell is currently sitting in the Fremont County Jail in St. Anthony, Idaho. He is charged with the first-degree murder of his wife, Tammy Daybell, and she died in October of 2019. Her death was originally ruled on a natural death, and she was buried. There became some questions about her death after some things that went on with Chad, and so she was exhumed. And there's been an autopsy that has been held back at this point, obviously part of the evidence against him. Around the time that his wife died, his mistress's children disappeared. He married that mistress, Lori Vallow Daybell, in about 3 weeks after his wife Tammy died in Hawaii. All the while, Lori's children were missing. Just a few weeks after they got married is when the police in Rexburg, Idaho, got a phone call that started them being concerned about Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow, Lori's children. And then Lori could not produce them. Lori and Chad went on the run. They ended up in Hawaii. Lori was arrested in Hawaii because she would not reveal the location of her two children. She was extradited back to Idaho. And it's a very long and complicated thing. But what happened is in June of 2020, the bodies of her children were found buried on Chad Daybell's property. So now they are both in jail. Although Lori is actually in a psychiatric hospital right now because she's been found incompetent. But Chad is about to face first-degree murder charges for his wife, Tammy, for Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallow. He's also facing conspiracy to commit murder charges because he conspired with his wife, Lori, on all three of those counts, and two counts of insurance fraud that he committed when he accepted the life insurance after he killed his wife. So those are his crimes so far that we know of, I will say, because somebody that can do the kinds of things that he's done, I really question if these were the first things he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. So, yes. And most of you already know Chad's story, but if you don't, that's it in a nutshell. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Brian Mitchell. So Brian Mitchell and his wife kidnapped Elizabeth Smart in Utah. This happened in Salt Lake City on June 5th, 2002. He kidnapped her from her bedroom at knife point, along with his wife, Wanda Barzee. And they held her mostly in a camp in the woods. They were transient and traveled around, but they held her for 9 months before she was finally rescued. He sexually assaulted Elizabeth every single day that he had her in captivity. And his crimes were based largely on his religious beliefs that he had developed for himself over time. Now, he has been convicted and is serving a life sentence in prison in Utah. Wanda served about 7 years and is now free on parole and living in Utah near a school. Mm-hmm. Right, really? Yeah. But Mitchell is in prison forever.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that life sentence, doesn't it carry, is it 20 or 25 years and then he can be potentially paroled?
I think that's possible. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So what, those are the bones of their cases. That is the tiniest of Cliff's notes. And you might be familiar with Elizabeth's case. There are some really good books out there. There's a great documentary on Lifetime. Check those out if you want more information. But that case isn't actually what we're doing today. So we're just giving you the very basics. But we are talking about the similarities between the two.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the most basic. They were both born and raised in the Mormon church.
Yep. In Utah.
In Utah. Yes. In fact, Chad was born in Provo. Brian Mitchell was born in Salt Lake. So just a stone's throw away.
Yeah. It's like Salt Lake to Provo is basically just one giant city that are, you know, little like subdivisions, but it's basically the same city.
Yeah. And they're about 15 years apart. Chad is about 15 years younger than Brian.
Yeah.
But that's the bones of their upbringing. So they were both raised in the Mormon church. They were both raised by families that were and still active. They were both raised in families with multiple siblings and were expected to toe the religious line.
Yep.
Now, they both became scriptural scholars. Now, Chad pretty much always toed that line. He served a mission. He was always kind of the quintessential good little Mormon boy. Yes. Brian was not. He had been in and out of juvie. He had an addiction problem. He'd moved around quite a bit. He wasn't that guy until he decided to get clean and move back to Utah in his early 20s. So mm-hmm. there's a difference between them there. But they both became scriptural scholars that could, probably put most other Mormons to shame in what they knew about right. the Bible and the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
They both claimed to have visions from God. That is in the LDS church. That's known as receiving personal revelation.
Yes.
And they both talked to other people a lot about their personal revelation. And both started at some point using personal revelation to be the way they got what they wanted.
Yep.
Sharing with other people. Well, God told me
that I'm supposed to do this.
Or that you're supposed to do this.
Yes.
There's an ongoing joke at Brigham Young University in Brigham Young University, Idaho, that the best way for a returned missionary to find a wife is to tell them that God said so.
Yeah. That's the literal truth. There are people who do just marry that, and there are people who then marry that guy.
Also fall for that. Yeah. 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 They both were really charismatic. Mm-hmm. They had no problem talking to other people about their beliefs. They were generally liked. People in their churches liked them, valued what they had to say, you know, listened to them. This was before Brian David Mitchell, before he committed his crime, had really kind of fallen clear off the wagon. Chad was on his way.
Mm-hmm.
But they both were, you know, very prolific in what they believed in and talked to people a lot about it. Brian David Mitchell actually worked at the Salt Lake Temple.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
So in the temple, there is a part of the temple ceremony where now they show a film, but they used to have live actors that would act out roles of different biblical characters like Adam and Eve and Satan. And Brian David Mitchell played the role of Satan for quite a while. And he told one of his friends that he was told that he was the best Satan they'd ever had, but it was almost too realistic. And could he please tone it down a little bit?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Mm-hmm. If that isn't foretelling,
right?
I don't know what is. Like, come on.
Right. How many people later on were like, I knew it. I knew it all along. Yeah. Right.
I bet many.
Right. How creepy and weird is that?
That is so creepy and weird. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So Chad Daybell was spreading his good word through speaking at all kinds of different events, preparing a people events and things like that.
Yeah.
They both had some prepper ideas. Mm-hmm. Chad was trying to create space for tent cities.
Yes.
For the time when after the second coming of Christ, that he and Lori believed that people would be separated into tent cities based on their level of obedience to the church or to God. Brian David Mitchell built a covered wagon and lived in it in someone's backyard for a time.
Mm-hmm.
But they both had ideas about returning to the land of sorts. Mm-hmm. They both were writers.
Boy, weren't they.
Now, Chad Daybell wrote a whole bunch of books, and you can still find them on Amazon. Go read the reviews and the, you know, the descriptions of the books. Don't buy them.
No. Don't support his legal defense fund.
Yeah. But go look at them and wonder what the hell.
Yeah.
Now,
lots of apocalyptic end of the world kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Now, Brian Mitchell wrote one tome that he just kept adding to.
Yeah.
This was called The Book of Emmanuel or The Beatie. And he continued to add to it whenever he received personal revelation.
Right. Because he called himself Emmanuel.
Yes. At one point in his life, he stopped being referred to or allowing people to refer to him as Brian and demanded that he be called Emmanuel. Yes. Yep. Now, Chad, towards the end there, about the time that he killed Tammy, started telling people that he was the new Mormon prophet, the new LDS prophet. Don't listen to the prophet. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm the new prophet. I'm the new actual leader of the church.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? So did Brian David Mitchell. He believed that after Ezra Taft Benson, who was a president of the Mormon church that died,
the one that we knew most as kids.
Yeah. He believed that when he died, that Brian was the new prophet. And he did actively panhandling in Salt Lake City, telling people that he was the true prophet of the church.
Thanks.
Very interesting. That is such a huge sacrilege.
Oh, my. The biggest sacrilege, really.
Right? Yeah.
You know, because in Mormonism, the prophet speaks directly to God. And so whatever the prophet says goes, basically.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly, the prophet is always an old white guy.
Yeah.
And these guys are also older white guys. Mm-hmm. I think, you know,
yep.
There's a real thread running through here of superiority
mm-hmm.
that they were raised with. That
oh, is yes.
very much a part of being raised in the Mormon Church
mm-hmm.
for men.
For men, yeah.
White men, for white men.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Both men performed sealings of themselves to various women.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting, and try and track me a little here. If you are not LDS, you will need a little extra info here.
Right.
But a sealing is an ordinance that's performed in the temple, in Mormon temples, to seal husbands and wives and their children to each other for time and all eternity.
Right.
That's the belief. And that's done by someone who has the authority to do so, according to the church, in temple ceremonies. Right. Well, we know that Chad and Lori had been attending the temple together in Arizona while Lori was still married to her fourth husband, Charles, and yeah. while Chad was still married to his wife, Tammy.
Yeah.
And he and Lori were attending the temple together. And at some point, according to Melanie Gibb, their friend, Chad had sealed himself to Lori, or Lori to him, I should say,
yeah.
had sealed Lori to him. Now, there is another player in the Chad and Lori fiasco. Oh my gosh, why can't I think of her name? The TikToker.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of her name either.
Wow. Okay. Well, someone else. Mm-hmm. She must not be that important to the case, but there are other women that say that Chad had also sealed himself to them. Yeah.
And this is a huge no-no. Like, huge
oh, yeah.
no-no. First of all, Mormons no longer, the mainstream Mormon church no longer practices polygamy. Mm-mm. And so it's totally against the rules to seal a woman to you when you're married to somebody else. At least in life.
Yeah.
Also just, you can see where they're going way off the rails in their own beliefs to think that that would be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is getting pretty extreme. Like, you're no longer following the rules of your religion at all.
No. And we should, make sure that we say that. We're not saying that either of these two were actually following the tenets of the Mormon Church. They weren't. They'd gone way off of that by the time they have, you know, committed their crimes and been caught.
Yeah.
They were way, way, way off the rails. So don't come at us. We're not here to bash the church. We're just telling you what.
It's the basis. It's their foundation.
Yeah.
Really. And then they spun off into insanity.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yeah. Now, the very day that Brian kidnapped Elizabeth Smart in a tent, he sealed her to him and raped her.
Yeah.
Now, why did he do that? Because he believed, this is what he believed. He told his wife, Wanda, that he had a revelation from God that plural marriage would be restored and that he, as Emmanuel, would take 7 new brides between the ages of 10 and 14.
Oh my God.
And Elizabeth was to be the first of the child brides, but there were supposed to be 6 more.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yes. Okay. They both had some kind of new agey type beliefs around healing work and around health. I'm not going to get into all of those, but they did.
Well, I mean, Mormon men are given the priesthood, which is the right to perform laying on of hands healing.
Right.
Obviously, lots of people can do that, and it doesn't require the priesthood, nor does it require being a man.
Right.
But in the Mormon religion, that's what's believed. So they were brought up with that belief, which probably is part of what spun them out into other areas.
Yeah. Yep. They both believe that they were gods that would eventually have their own planets.
Yes.
And that their wives would ascend to be goddesses with them.
And that does come directly from a Mormon belief.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught that too. that if we reached the highest level of attainment after death, the celestial kingdom, that we would have our own planet. Well, we wouldn't because we're women, but we would be sealed to men who did.
Right. Yes.
Pretty tough for me considering I'm married to a woman.
Right. So. That's a real problem.
Yeah, we're not getting a planet. That's
I've
accepted that now.
Both have been excommunicated from the LDS Church to the best of our knowledge. Now we know that Brian Mitchell was excommunicated. Within just a few days of his excommunication, he kidnapped Elizabeth Smart. Now, there's no official word on Chad Daybell being excommunicated. However, the scuttlebutt from people that we know that are in the know say that he was excommunicated about the same time that he married Lori.
Yeah, right after his wife died. Mm-hmm. He killed her because of the things he was saying. He was in leadership in his ward, which is just his community church, at the time that he was telling people that he was actually the Mormon prophet. And that is right there enough to make you an apostate, and they will kick you out for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's real bad news.
Yeah. Definitely against the rules.
Yes. Now, Chad believed, along with Lori, that they were ushering in the second coming of Christ, that they were gathering the 144,000, that they were to be big players in the second coming of Christ or the return of Christ.
Right.
Mitchell believed that he would defeat the Antichrist. Kind of like to see these two in a cage match, to be honest.
Right.
So he believed, and he'd written this in his book, that he would be stoned to death by a mob, lie dead in the streets for 3 days, and then rise up and kill the Antichrist.
Oh boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Both men believed that they were above rules of man, above for sure. Basic morality, and that their crimes were inspired by God.
Yeah. And they were just following directions, following, you know, that's exactly Chad, you know, was teaching. Well, he says that he believed that Tammy had to die so that he could marry Lori because she was, you know, the one that was going to help him fulfill his mission, and that Lori's children had become zombies.
Yes.
So they had been overtaken by dark spirits, and the only way to save them was to kill them.
Yes. Yeah.
Not to mention Lori's brother and her fourth husband, and maybe her third husband. Also, you know, that had become those dark entities, apparently. Anybody that got in their way.
Yeah. Now, Mitchell wrote in his book that the Holy Spirit convinced Elizabeth to open her bedroom window for him in June of 2002 and compelled her family to turn off the security system. He wrote in his book, Elizabeth did rise from her bed and did come forth upon hearing the Lord's command, for she knew in her heart that to disobey would cause the loss of great and eternal blessings for herself and her family.
Mm. Yikes.
Yeah. To that right that... there is the biggest, scariest problem with both of these people.
Yes.
And Lori and Wanda as well. But that the rules of society, the rules of you know, basic morality didn't apply to them anymore because they were gods who had the right to do whatever they wanted to further their cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. A little bit less important, but still interesting. Chad married Lori 3 weeks after his wife died. Mm-hmm. Brian married Wanda on the very same day that his divorce from his second wife, Debbie, was final.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more, but those are the big similarities that we picked out between these two men. Now, they do have some marked differences as well.
They do.
Chad wasn't living on the streets panhandling. Chad didn't grow out a beard and walk around wearing a long white robe trying to be as Jesus-like as possible. Though, right. You know, we don't know what was coming for Chad.
Right. Things were stopped.
Yeah.
Sort of at the beginning of his transformation.
Yeah. Brian was not a murderer that we know. But he was a sex offender. Chad is a murderer, but is not a sex offender that we know of. Though I wouldn't put anything past Chad at this point. So I'm not going to say he wasn't for certain, but he's not charged with anything along those lines.
Right. They both have that extreme ego, though,
yes.
That tells them that they have the right to control other people, particularly mm-hmm. women.
Yeah. Yep.
And they sort of acted out in different ways. But I think that the sentiment behind it is very similar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both men spend their days behind bars reading the scriptures.
Right.
Anyone who has observed Chad, currently incarcerated in the Fremont County Jail, will tell you that he spends all day every day reading the Bible and the Book of Mormon and writing. Guess who else is doing the very same thing in prison?
Yeah. Can you imagine what they're writing?
Still dangerous.
Yeah,
they are both still dangerous because of what ever it is that they are writing,
yeah,
and whoever might be interested in reading it. Yeah.
Most definitely. They are both certainly people that need to be locked up forever.
Without a doubt.
And Chad is facing, you know, the death penalty times
mm-hmm. times
six.
Three.
Yeah. Well, six really, because he's got the conspiracy charges too.
Right. Well, that's true. Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they only consider it three because it was three crimes. But
yeah. But yeah.
They are very scary people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what one of the things that scares me is that Wanda is out.
Yeah.
She got out in 2018. She served a pretty short sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Wanda on her own is probably not dangerous because she fell under the spell of Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
And unless she falls under the spell of another dangerous man, because
mm-hmm.
she seems to seek that out.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So there you have it. And you might comb through these two cases and find even more that we missed. I think it's very possible. But very interesting, I think, to compare both of these men and the crimes that they've committed and the supposed reasoning behind it. Now, one could argue that at the root of both of them, of their crimes, was really just sex, you know?
For sure. When you break it down that far, it really, that is what's at the root of this.
Yeah.
Chad wanted Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Brian apparently wanted children.
Yeah. Young girls brides. Between the age of 10 and 14. Yeah.
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 Horrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. But there you have it.